Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. And guess what? We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject, he can't stand being alone. Dear Stephen Shirley, I was living with my brother and his wife for a while after they had a baby, and it was time for her to return to work. They didn't want the baby going to a babysitter yet, so I agreed to move in and help out. I'm retired, and my daughter is in college, so I have a lot of time on my hands. This is not what I signed up for, though. My sister-in-law is a flight attendant, and she does international flights, which means she's gone for days at a time. The first time she left, my brother left too. He was gone all weekend and he did not tell me where he was. He got home and washed all of his clothes and then went to pick up his wife from the airport. The next time she left the house, he invited a woman over to the house and he told me that he was ordering out and watching a movie with his friend. After I saw the fourth different woman in the house, I asked my brother if he had a problem and how could he do this to his wife like that. He said that he doesn't like to be alone and the women help him pass the time. Jeez. I told him if he's needing to pass the time, he could keep his 5-month-old son all by himself. He continued to bring other women in the house, so I told his wife I was leaving because something came up and I needed to be closer to home. She asked me if it was because my brother was being a womanizer. I lied and said that wasn't it at all. She's been knowing and hasn't said anything to him about it, and that makes me even more uncomfortable staying there. I'm not sure if she's insecure or has low self-esteem since she had the baby, but my brother's behavior is unbelievable. I want to ask her how much she knows, but I don't want to open Pandora's box. What do I do? Well, I say you do the same thing you're doing. You gotta get out of there. You're doing the right thing. I think you're absolutely doing the right thing. Get out, tell her something came up, and you gotta go. Because it's just way too much happening in and out of this man's house and this woman's house. It's too much happening in their marriage that you don't need to be a part of. I mean, this dad needs to watch his own baby. If he's got this kind of free time, why isn't he at home with this baby? Surely his son is more important than the women he's cheating with on the baby's mom with. I just think this is so disrespectful. I mean, that's needless to say. But he's bringing the women in the house? The crazy part is his wife seemed to know that he cheats, right? Even though she called it, is he womanizing? You do not approve of what your brother's doing. That's quite obvious. He doesn't care how you feel, though, because he's not trying to stop. He doesn't respect you or appreciate you for what you're doing. I mean, you know, he just says that he doesn't like to be alone. I just think it's sad what he's doing. It's horrible what he's doing. Horrible for his marriage, for his wife, for the baby, everybody involved. But you don't need to be there, you know, because they're not trying to fix this. You have your own life. I mean, I say do your own thing, you know, with your life. You say you have a lot of time on your hands, but they don't appreciate you. This is craziness. Poor baby. You know, just I just feel bad for the baby because, you know, what are these parents doing, especially the dad? Steve?
I don't want to be alone. Anymore. Sugarfoot, Ohio players. It was just a silly game. We were playing. Oh, see, the thing about old school is they have a song for everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be alone. Anymore. That's all I could hear the whole time he was reading. This letter is flat out crazy.
It is.
What? Boy, what? Listen, this woman had a baby, her and her husband. They didn't want the baby to go to the babysitter, so they paid you to move into town and live with them. The woman's a flight attendant, and she does international flights. After she got on her feet, she went back to work. You there watching the baby. You had no idea how much watching your you don't have to do. I'm talking about you got to be staring at this baby.
Yeah.
I mean, you ain't got a breathable moment. Now, your wife, your sister-in-law, goes on an international trip. Your brother, who is the father of the baby, with the woman who is the international flight attendant, he dropped off at the airport. You ain't seen him all weekend. So now he got home, washed all his clothes, then went to pick his wife up from the airport. He had to wash them clothes. Ain't no telling what's on them clothes.
Oh.
Especially if one of these girls is a stripper. The glitter that's on them clothes. Girl, ooh, Lord have mercy. That glitter don't come out. So anyway, he's trying to wash it out. The next time she left the house, he invited a woman over to the house, and he told you he was ordering out and gonna watch a movie with his friend. What? At your house, dog? And then he done. Now, let me tell you what, before we go to break. After I saw the fourth different woman in the house, four! This boy busy, man. When I come back, I'll share you the rest of it. We're pretty much going to be the same thing.
All right. Coming up, part two of Steve's response to today's Strawberry Letter, a subject he can't stand being alone. We'll hear his response at 23 minutes after, right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is he can't stand being alone.
Well, here's the deal. Bottom line is this man and woman are married. Your brother is married to this woman who's a flight attendant. They had a baby. They didn't want the baby to go to a babysitter. They hired you and brought you in full-time nanny. You there, but you didn't realize what your job entailed because she's an international flight attendant, so she's gone for days at a time. She took her first trip out of town. Then your brother didn't tell you this, but he took a trip somewhere. He was gone for the whole weekend. Came back in, washed his clothes, tried to get all the glitter and makeup and hair out of it, and then went to the airport and picked up his wife. Mm. And then the next time she left the house, he invited another woman over to the house and told you, the sister that wrote this letter, he was ordering out and going to watch a movie with his friend. After I saw the fourth different woman in the house, the letter writer then turns to her brother and asks her brother if he had a problem and how could he do his wife like that. Mm. This is what the letter is about right there. He said out of his own mouth, with his own lips perched, he don't like to be alone and the women help him pass the time. Boy, there's golf, checkers, online, a business. You can go to gym. You can take up cooking. Here's the big one you could do. If what? You really need to pass some time, try watching a baby.
How about that?
You talk about time. Put that down. Set that. Quit crawling over there. Leave that alone. Get on off of there. Shut up. Be quiet. Don't go over there. Stay out of there. What are you doing? Where is he? Where is he? Where? Don't climb up on that. But if you want to just pass some time watching a baby and fill it up, I'm talking about to the brim. So now he tells you they help him pass the time. Then you said he could keep his five-month-old son by himself. Mm-hmm. After you told him that, your brother continued to bring other women in the house. So then you told his wife that you was leaving because something came up and I need to be closer to home. Nice move. The wife turned around and asked you, is it because your brother was a womanizer? I lied and said that wasn't it at all. And then you realize that she been knowing this and ain't said anything about it. And that makes you even more uncomfortable staying there. Now, you're saying that you don't know if she's insecure or got low self-esteem since she had the baby. But you think your brother's behavior is unbelievable. I want to ask her how much she knows, which you shouldn't, because she just told you he was a womanizer. The details is unimportant. When a woman is a flight attendant and she go out on a trip, you don't think she called to check on the baby? You don't think she asked him, what is the baby doing right now? FaceTime me with the baby. He can't answer that because the baby he holding can't FaceTime with her. You see what I'm saying? So now, she know. Because ain't no woman not gonna know when you gone for a whole weekend and you supposed to be at the house with a baby. Women know how to check up on that stuff. She probably got his phone pinged. He don't know it. And I can't tell you, she been knowing this dude is cheating. Yeah. But you don't need to, then you say you don't want to ask her how much she knows because you don't want to open up a Pandora's box. What do I do? I think you should do exactly what you planned on doing. Move back closer to home and let your brother figure it out. Yeah. Because your brother, he doing way too much. First of all, man, you want to know something I've never understood? I have never understood. And I know, ladies, you may have some problems with what I'm about to say. But I've never understood a man who cheats and brings the woman to the home of his wife. It's just another level of, okay, you know, like you're very familiar with there's honor amongst thieves. There's a code amongst the thieves. Mm-hmm. There's a cheater code, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. What's the cheat code?
Well, bringing a woman to your house where your family is?
Yeah. That's foul.
Bruh, yeah. That's just like, you know, that's another level of disrespect.
Disrespect.
I got you stepping out. Mm-hmm. I got you got a side piece. I got all that. But you're going to bring the side piece to your house?
That's
two things is wrong right here. You and her. Because who is this skank that know you married and go over your wife's house and sitting up watching movies? I'll tell you an incident I had a long time ago. Then I would definitely keep the names out to protect the innocent, mostly me.
That's a pertinent piece of information there, sir.
I had a partner who was famous before I was. I stayed at his house. And he had a girl over his house, and his wife went out of town to ski. And he brought a girl to the house. I'm upstairs, and I'm looking over the railing, and I see the whole thing. They're on the couch and everything. She leave early in the morning. I said, dog, your wife could come back early. He said, dog, this is my house. I had this house before I married her.
What?
The conversation I had with that dude right there, I said, bro, listen to me. I've had that experience before, and it's not going to work out.
Wow. Sorry, we're out of time, Steve. Whoa.
Just to help you out, let me just speed it up. It also was his divorce, too.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That I
and
believe.
His child support payments.
You can comment on today's letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. Also, check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.